Militants in northwestern Pakistan ambushed two security convoys, killing at least 17 soldiers on Wednesday, a day after a suicide bomb blast ripped through a crowded anti-government rally in central Islamabad, just minutes before the country's suspended chief justice was set to appear. A series of bomb attacks has killed more than 100 people in the past week. Benjamin Sand, VOA correspondent in Islamabad, says the government of General Musharraf seems more precarious now than at any point since he seized power in a bloodless coup nearly 8 years ago.
The opposition is much more energized, from the religious extremists who are enraged over this most recent raid here in Islamabad, but also Musharraf's ongoing support for the U.S. war against terror. The moderate forces are up in arms because of the president's decision to suspend the country's chief justice. So I think this is definitely seen as a make-or-break period for the president, and it's not at all clear that he's going to survive.
There was a widespread expectation, and many analysts had predicted, there would be some sort of backlash after the government siege of the Red Mosque, or Lal Masjid. Benjamin Sand says the Pakistani military has long had ties to extremist elements.
This dates back to the 1980s with the war in Afghanistan. Even today, people assume that there are elements within the military that support these extremist groups. It is very difficult to say that this is the end of what people call the military mullah alliance.
But Anwar Iqbal, Washington correspondent for Dawn, Pakistan's largest English-language daily, says he thinks the alliance between the military and the religious establishment is beginning to break down.
I think the Pakistani establishment, in which the military is a dominant partner, has come to the conclusion that it does not need religion as strongly as it did in the 1980s and 90s.
Chidnan Rajkata, Washington bureau chief and foreign editor of the Times of India, says the gulf in Pakistan's so-called military mullah alliance is definitely widening.
Obviously, there's a rift here. And leading up to the Lal Masjid incident, the Pakistani military has been forced to crack down on what is essentially its own creation. And the Lal Masjid incident was a bloody manifestation of that rift.
Last weekend, Islamic militants in North Waziristan, the tribal region bordering Afghanistan, declared war on the government and called off last year's peace deal with Islamabad. But Benjamin Sand says the Musharraf government is trying to salvage it.
This deal, which was signed last September, has always been extremely controversial. U.S. and Afghan officials say it's allowed militant forces to establish safe haven throughout much of the tribal area from which they're basing guerrilla attacks into Afghanistan. The government argument is this sort of deal is the only way they can secure this area.
This latest controversy over security in the tribal regions of northwest Pakistan comes amidst the release earlier this week of a new U.S. intelligence estimate. The report says al-Qaeda is utilizing new training camps along the Afghan-Pakistani border and stepping up efforts to get its operatives into the United States to carry out attacks, perhaps on the scale of 9/11. Benjamin Sand.
It is such a damaging report, if true, because for years Musharraf has survived because his U.S. benefactors believe that he is better than anybody else. But if, in fact, it's shown that al-Qaeda has regrouped, that militant forces are able to operate with relative impunity inside Pakistan despite Musharraf's presence, then he's lost one of his most important allies, the United States government. I would just add, the only credible political faces that could replace Musharraf are both former prime ministers.
Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, the exiled leader of the Pakistan People's Party, has been one of President Musharraf's most outspoken critics, but she endorsed the government raid against the Red Mosque last week and is reported to be in negotiations about a possible power-sharing arrangement, according to Pakistani journalist Anwar Iqbal. General Musharraf has said elections will go ahead as planned, but as the country descends deeper into chaos, rumors persist that the general may declare martial law and cancel the vote. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.